Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. In this podcast, we journey once again to the nation of Ukraine for our sixth discussion since this crisis began. As we talk today, it looks more and more as if the American-European Union intervention in Ukraine has failed and the Russian intervention in Crimea has succeeded. This battle appears to me to be one the United States should have had no part in. I mean, mind your own business, of course, but here you have zero self-interest in this battle. The U.S. has a long history, long in modern terms, that is, of messing around in other people's business, such as bombing Serbia, invading Iraq, bombing Libya, to name just a few. But Ukraine, Crimea is different in that it is in the geographic heart of Russia's national self-interest. It is of the highest importance to Russia, and foolish indeed to think that a czar like Putin would sit by and watch a coup destroy his Black Sea fleet and neutralize his Mediterranean access. But apparently many people in Washington, many in high positions in the U.S. government, really do think that Putin can be intimidated or sanctioned into surrendering Crimea. John Kerry, U.S. Secretary of State, is currently in London for talks with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, for talks aimed at some type of face-saving agreement between Mr. Kerry and Mr. Lavrov. The referendum set for March 16th for the people of Crimea to decide whether to join Russia or stay with Ukraine looks like it's going to be held. So it looks like now that Mr. Kerry is trying to get some type of an agreement, some type of settlement, where the Russians promise not to annex Crimea after the referendum. The American EU leaders turned up the threat meters several notches, threatening severe economic consequences. Even Angela Merkel from Germany joined in the new threats, but she offered no explanation as to where she would go to replace the Russian gas supplies that our country is so dependent on. Remember when the U.S. was totally dependent on the Mideast, especially Saudi Arabia, for oil, how differently we behaved? Now we have more domestic supplies, so we look at old allies differently. Russia has responded to the threats by massing 80,000 troops on the eastern border of Ukraine. So the conflict escalates and moves closer and closer to military confrontation. The United States is not going to war with Russia, however. They are not going to war over Crimea, not even if Russia invades eastern Ukraine. Not for a vain attempt to follow through on a failed coup. With each succeeding escalation and loss of face, the U.S. looks more helpless to Russia and to the rest of the world. Even John McCain, who loves war and always sees it as the first solution to any problem, admitted that this problem has no military solution. Senator McCain did make some good points, however. For example, he said that Obama's pullback from the world has fed a perception that the U.S. is weak. And to people like Mr. Putin, he says, weakness is provocative. For Mr. Putin, vacillation invites aggression. Quote, his world is a brutish, cynical place where power is worshipped, weakness is despised, and all rivalries are zero sum. Well, Senator McCain, that sounds a lot like Washington, D.C. to me. He also recommends, in addition, that is, Mr. McCain recommends, in addition to severe economic sanctions, he recommends that we supply the anti-Russian people in Crimea. I assume by supply he means with military hardware. What are some lessons we can learn from this? Well, number one, talk and bluster are just that, talk and bluster. But hard power trumps soft power every time. After a while, you get a reputation about these things. Pick your battles and don't pick the ones you have no legitimate interest in. Number three, what goes around comes around. Pushing NATO to the door of Russia and challenging Russia's strategic interests has consequences. Number four, blustering, incompetent, no-weight politicians will eventually bring the chickens home to roost. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.